Welcome into the KSRO Kitchen. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash, celebrating 31 years. Good morning, my friend.
31 years. Holy cow.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Every year for I don't know how many years, we have had Evelyn Cheatham, the wonderful chef and creator of Worth Our Weight here in Santa Rosa, on the show to share with us something that is unique to our community, and that is a gathering of volunteers to help provide food for those that less fortunate during the holiday season. Evelyn's on the line with us to tell us how we can participate and volunteer. Good morning, Evelyn.
Good morning, you guys. How you doing?
Good.
We're doing very well. You're once again participating, soliciting volunteers to help provide food for hundreds of people in Sonoma County?
Yes. Wait. What was the question again? My crew is here.
Okay, so you need volunteers to help prepare and serve and distribute hundreds of meals for those during the holiday season?
Yeah, we do about 500, 550. Maybe we'll hit 600 this year. Every year it goes up a little bit. So we have some volunteers. We have some wonderful volunteers in the kitchen right now. They're just magnificent. We've got turkeys out all over the tables. We're doing everybody's tearing bread for stuffing right now. We've got cranberry sauce on the stove. We've got what's that apple thing, Lori? Apple butter on the stove.
So how do you find the people that you give food to? How do they find you?
They call us, and what we're focusing mainly on this year are the shelters. So we have about 6 shelters. It'll be about 550 people that we'll be serving dinner to.
Can I ask you a question? Do you find that there are more people deserving this year than in previous years?
Absolutely. We have people, who of course have lost their homes in the fire. Mm-hmm. We have people volunteering here today who have lost their homes in the fire. It's a hard climb back. It's a struggle for a lot of people.
So were you able to get most of the food donated as you have in years past?
Oh yeah. all the people that are in here right now have all brought turkeys. All my friends bring turkeys. That's what they get. About a week ahead, I start calling my friends and say, bring me turkeys, bring me ham,
I remember.
And they're so obedient.
I remember in years past you had some 50 hams or 70 turkeys, something like that. Is that how many you're getting once again?
We've got about 120 turkeys right now.
Wow.
We've got about 70 hams. And I have friends, they know the drill. They know they're going to get a call from me. So I have friends who show up with a truck, and they bring out 18 turkeys or 20 turkeys, and I just love that. I've trained them well.
So prep is beginning today, and delivery is on Christmas Day?
We deliver on Christmas Day, that's right.
So what do you need what do you need from the community at this point? Do you need drivers or more food prep volunteers? What can we do to spread the word?
Well, we love food prep volunteers, and we love more food. The more food we get, the more food we can give away. So, and the higher-end stuff, like the turkeys and the hams, are the big deal because, when people are struggling, protein means a lot to them. So we probably need some more turkeys, probably need some more hams, and we'll just make a beautiful, beautiful dinner. And the thing that I like about this is that I always want to make sure that people have enough to have seconds or to have some later in the day or the next day. And that was important when I was a kid. I was like, do I get seconds, Mom? And so a lot of people have young children. A lot of people are not able to give themselves the wonderful meals every day. So I want Christmas to be a happy time for everybody.
So what's the best way for us to drop off food or canned goods, and what do you really need, and what times do you want these dropped off, and where do we drop them off?
Okay, at Worth Our Weight, our restaurant, should I give you the address?
Sure.
1021 Holman Drive, Santa Rosa, right next door to the Boys and Girls Club, and protein is the big deal. We've got lots and lots of fresh fruit and vegetables that will be part of their meal as well. But a protein is a big deal. So turkeys and hams are a big deal. Also sausage. One time I was delivering to a shelter, and people were in the kitchen waiting for it, and they were making the kids peanut butter sandwiches. Mm. And I thought, you know what? I want to put these chicken sausage in there right away, so that as soon as these parents see the food come in, they know they've got the chicken sausage. They just can hand it to the kid, and they don't have to worry about trying to put peanut butter sandwiches together before we get there.
What kinds of help do you need, or do you have enough at this point? Hands.
No, we always need help.
Okay.
Yes, we need help.
Both.
We need people who want to drive and deliver.
Okay. Okay. And what about
in the
kitchen too? Do you need that? At some point you can have too many people in the kitchen.
No, we've got a big space.
No,
okay.
So
we've got a big kitchen and we've got big space.
So if we want to help deliver or help cook, how do we contact you? What's the best way?
Call the number. Our number is 707-544-1200. And if we answer, you'll get us. And if we don't answer or we're not here at that moment, we'll get a message and we'll call you back.
Okay, 544-1200, area code 707, if you want to help volunteer to deliver on Christmas Day food to those that need food, or help in the kitchen preparing during the days previous. Or you can drop off specially protein, turkey, hams.
Turkeys and hams, yes, absolutely.
And that's at 1021 Hyman Drive, right next to the Boys and Girl Clubs, right behind Carl's Jr. on Farmers Lane. Mm-hmm. And that's worth our wait. Evelyn, thank you so much for doing this for the community again.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
This is year 29, guys.
Is it? Wow.
This is the 29th year.
Fantastic.
Congratulations. Yeah. Thanks so much. You're going to make a lot of people very happy. Take care.
I hope so.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A KSRO traffic advisory, this just in, please listen up. A jackknifed big rig accident, the right lane completely blocked on Highway 101 South, bound 101 at Lakeville. Multiple CHP officers on scene, expect a minimum of a 1 hour delay going 101 South at Lakeville Highway. There's also just been reported a secondary accident southbound 101 at Highway 116. It is just being cleared, but slowing down traffic. Avoid 101 South. If you're heading south at this point, take alternate routes, and we'll have updates as the morning progresses. We'll chat with some B&B owner chefs right after this.
Hello, Sonoma County. It's your boy Joe Pags here with your early evenings. Congratulations to Pat Kerrigan and KSRO on winning 2 Marconi Awards.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market invites you to shop the market for your holiday feast. Enjoy selections of fresh and organic greens, mushrooms, carrots, potatoes, turnips, Brussels sprouts, and winter squash, along with seasonal pomegranates, persimmons, apples, and walnuts. Meet the local ranchers who offer a variety of quality meats from beef, chicken, and pork. Choose a wide variety of seafood from Anna's Seafood. Fresh fish, crabs, clams, oysters, and mussels. Sample and bring home local dairy products like Joe Mattos's delicious St. George cow cheese. Everything you need to create the freshest holiday dinners is at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Remember to check out the creations of the many talented artisans for holiday gift giving. Open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1 at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Sonoma County Sunrooms has built a reputation for building attractive and functional outdoor spaces, sunrooms, and exterior remodeling for pre-existing homes. We also work with home builders and contractors. If you would like to add a unique touch to a home you're building, we would like to talk with you. The options for patios and add-ons are endless and include everything from sunlit rooms to barbecue pits and water features. Take a look at the photos and videos on our website, SonomaCountySunrooms.com. To incorporate a one-of-a-kind exceptional addition to your next home building project, contact us today. Call 586-2710 or email builders@SonomaCountySunrooms.com. We proudly serve Sonoma, Napa, Marin, and Mendocino counties, have been in business for over 25 years, and are continuing to grow. Contact SoCo Sun for an extra element of functionality and breathtaking space to your homes at 586-2710.
Since 1960, the family at Malm Fireplace Center in Santa Rosa's been helping people with all their heating needs. Winter is here, and what would be nicer than warming up with a new gas, wood, or pellet burning product from Malm Fireplace Center, the largest showroom, the widest selection, and over 150 years combined experience. 368 Yolanda Avenue in Santa Rosa, or go to malmfireplacecenter.com, MALMFireplaceCenter.com.
This is Jessica Belcher with PG&E. Storm season is coming, and that could cause power outages in your area. We want you to be prepared and stay safe. Sign up for outage alerts via text, email, or phone at pge.com/beprepared.
Hi, this is Matthew Disbrow with Egan & Lance Chapel and Fred Young Funeral Home. We invite you to celebrate the lives of the loved ones you have lost by adding their name to our remembrance tree on the Windsor Town Green. Happy holidays from Egan & Lance Chapel and Fred Young Funeral Home.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Well, John and I couldn't think of a better way to celebrate the holidays than to have some of our illustrious Sonoma County bed and breakfast owner and chefs come in to join us today, don't you think? Mm-hmm. And who knows how to prepare a brunch better than bed and breakfast owners and chefs? Yeah. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I think so. Well, because that's an important part of what they're selling, you know, is to wake up in the morning and have something delicious to eat.
We have in the KSRO kitchen today from Kelly and Young Wine Garden Inn, the owner, Kathleen Kelly Young. Good morning.
Good morning.
Say hello over there.
Okay, get
and
close.
Good morning.
Get
close. Good morning.
And we have Chef Madeline Kelly Stewart.
Good morning. It's a
good
pleasure.
Good morning. We have from the Camellia Inn in Healdsburg, Lucy Lewand.
Hi.
That's all you got to say?
Good morning.
Good morning. And we have from the Hayden Street Inn, also in Healdsburg, Karen Colston. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
And you own that inn with your lovely husband.
I do. Yes.
Talk about him for a moment.
John, my husband, was the executive chef at Churchill Downs most recently.
Do you know that was Steve's hometown?
Yes.
And
she's very impressed.
Yeah.
You know
yes.
Yes. Yes. He chefs at the bed and breakfast now, so all of our guests get to enjoy his wonderful cooking.
His southern hospitality.
They built a pizza oven in their backyard, so they do appetizers there.
So it must be the kind of cooking you do at the inn, and what he did at Churchill Downs, feeding tens of thousands of people and all of that kind of stuff. It's different, isn't it?
He feels like it's a cakewalk.
And I remember talking to you about your husband, and I think you mentioned something that he makes his own bacon or sausage or something
he
like that.
He started making his own bacon, his own breakfast sausage, curing his own Canadian bacon for our Eggs Benedict. And they, all three of them are just fantastic. Our guests go crazy over those.
And when did you buy the Hayden Street Inn?
We bought it in 2006.
When was it built?
It's a really old house, built in 1912. Mm. So it's been around a while.
Was it a bed and breakfast before you purchased it?
Yes, it's been a B&B for over 40 years now.
Oh, fantastic.
And can I ask you, do you have ghosts?
You know, we have never had any experiences, but we just recently hosted a historic inn tour last weekend. And I had a lady ask me, do we have any spirits? And she said that she felt something in one of our rooms. Mm. And someone else had also expressed the same opinion, and I asked her which room she felt that in, and it was the same room that the other lady had said something. And they both said that it doesn't feel threatening, they just feel something there. But the inn used to be the convent for the nuns of St. John, the teachers, way back when. And it's because it's so old, there's possibly something there, but it doesn't change our clocks or knock pictures off the wall.
Yeah. Yeah. No howling in the middle of the night.
No.
Opening and closing of windows.
So what
did you bring today?
I brought our scones. So they're, I brought two different kinds, and one is a cranberry, and then the other one is an apricot. And we top them both with a little frosting, like a lemon glaze.
Oh, nice.
And we serve them in the morning as one of our courses, one of the three courses.
What are the other courses?
Our first course is the breakfast pastry, usually with a fruit soup or a little smoothie shooter. And then we always have a fruit course and then the entree course.
A smoothie shooter. Mm-hmm. I love that idea. Everyone's nodding.
Sounds very healthy.
We try to be healthy.
And then you have a hot dish entree also?
We always do a hot entree, but we alternate between something sweet, something savory.
I'll ask all three of you. Do people ask for gluten-free alternatives on the menu?
All the time.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You're all,
actually, yes. Everything we make at Kelly and Young is gluten-free.
Yeah, we just store gluten-free
flour. So you've thrown in the towel.
Yeah, no, it's so much easier. Before my mother gave up grains for good, we actually were doing everything gluten-free because it's just so much easier when people have an allergy to gluten or something of the sort.
And we have a great flour mix that we use, and I defy you to tell.
So what do you use, just out of curiosity?
We use Pamela's gluten-free flour mix, and I just get it on Amazon for $25 bags.
Mm-hmm. So. And, you know, it's locally made.
Mm-hmm.
Up in Ukiah.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
And, you know, it's Keith Justo's sister, Pamela. For those people that don't know, Pamela is one of the country's experts in baking gluten-free products. Mm-hmm. And she's part of the Keith Justo family of flours. Mm-hmm. And it's up in Ukiah. So you use her blend and you really like
it. Yeah, I love it. And it's basically, you know, cup for cup. Sometimes I'd use a little bit less just in case it's some sort of pastry I'm making that's a little bit more mixed, just to make sure those gluten proteins or, you know, those glutinous, quote-unquote, proteins don't stretch too much and become too chewy. So I like to make it really light, so sometimes use that a little less flour.
It's not easy, I think, to do good
really
gluten-free.
Luckily, I've been doing it for 3.5 years, so it gets easier every day.
Okay,
but you still have a hard day.
So you've worked it out. Yeah.
Well, I think sweet things like scones are definitely easier than bagels.
Yes.
Forget about bagels. We even went into San Francisco last week to this hot new bakery that makes gluten-free everything. And we spent way too much money on gluten-free products. And I'll tell you, we ended up throwing away everything. Like, this is like $60 worth of product. We were so jazzed because someone said, this bakery in San Francisco, they've cracked the code for croissant, for bagels, for scones and everything. Scones were edible, but the bagels and the croissant
and
were
what
just
was
a dessert.
What was wrong with them? Why did you?
It was everything you hate
them?
About gluten. It tastes like a gum, xanthan gummy. Like it's been dipped in water and then dried out, and it was just terrible. So I know, not to cast aspersions on your scones at all. Are these regular scones or are these gluten free?
These are regular, but we do offer them in gluten free also.
Thank you. Okay, talk about your scones, would you please, Lucy?
My scones? I don't have scones here.
You do? Do you make gluten free?
No, I do gluten free main dishes, or I offer, you know, gluten-free, like the main dish I brought today, the vegetable frittata, is gluten-free. And in the summer, we use my dad's vegetables, but today we have store-bought.
So besides gluten, what are the other special dietary?
I'll ask these folks. My worst is the gluten-free lactose vegan.
Mm-hmm.
Because even the gluten-free has to have an egg white to hold the bread together, so they can't eat that. So I have one guest that she loves that I try, but she says, just seeds and berries is fine with me.
And this is Lucy Lewan from Chameleon, who brought in the frittata today.
Anyway,
how long have you owned the inn?
Well, I think besides myself and the Bartell Ranch over, I think we're the only original owners left in Sonoma County, maybe in Napa County too. We've had our inn's been open since 1982. And my parents opened it, and they met John Ash early on.
Yeah.
And we've been there a long time.
Wow, beautiful. And do you do the cooking?
I do.
Even as the owner, you do the cooking.
Yeah, all of us are that.
Oh.
We do everything.
Yeah.
You mean you don't have big staffs?
No, we don't.
That you order around?
We don't. Yeah. Anyway. So.
And we have the recipes that you brought in, the fresh vegetable frittata, which we'll post on our website. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And you also have a cranberry pumpkin bread pudding?
Yeah, that's I have several bread puddings I make, and this one today I brought is not the cranberry pumpkin, but it's one of the versions. And
which one is this?
This is a sort of an English bread pudding. It's fruit and mm-hmm. and little jam and yeah. It's all of us. I buy my bread from Cousteau Bakery, oh, and perfect. We have a lot left. So
everyone just did the thumbs up. It's bread pudding.
It's a great. Isn't it? It's a fantastic way of not wasting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
do you have any haunted bed and breakfast stories for us, Lucy?
Well, when we bought our house, there was a water tower at the back of the house. It was leaning on the house, so we had to take it down. And there was a maid's quarters in the, and there we had seen, or people had told us that she was wandering around. But when we took it down and we added onto the house, she's been gone, so... Every Halloween, I wish we had a ghost, but we don't. But we, my house was our town's first hospital, and so when we bought the house, we thought, oh, there should be some spirits here, but I guess they all went home.
And this house was built in 1869.
1869, yeah.
Isn't that remarkable?
Yeah.
Well, it is that it's still standing.
Yes.
After all that.
Exactly.
Time.
All those earthquakes.
Yeah. It's just beautiful. And where's it? What street is it on?
It's at 211 North Street in Healdsburg.
Oh, and you have a swimming pool.
I have a swimming pool.
Oh, so, sweet. Yeah. I know North Street very well.
So, you know, before we came on the air, I don't want to let this slip away. We were talking a little bit about the business of bed and breakfast, and how this last year or so has been really tough because there's still the rest of the country thinks we're completely burned down or something. Is that correct?
Oh, it's horrible. Yeah, we're down 50% year over year. Yeah, it's for the month of December. Yeah, because people have a choice. They can go wherever they want to go. And you know, every time somebody picks up a phone, they say something on social media about how terrible it is here, and it's like, stop it, please. It's beautiful.
And is December typically a good month for all of you?
It's usually the quietest time between Thanksgiving and Christmas, but the week after Christmas, which is coming up, is usually very fun and very busy. So,
And do you all do New Year's celebrations?
We did last year. We had a group who came and had a party, and it was fun.
Wine club members.
So we're not this year, but yeah.
I have the dark, handsome stranger that comes in at midnight and leaves donuts. That's a tradition in Scotland. My husband's from Scotland. You have to bring something round, it's lucky or something. Anyway, often I just put a picture up of the dark, handsome stranger because I'm in bed asleep.
But is it your husband? The tall, isn't he dark
He's
and handsome?
He's short and has gray hair.
So he could bring bagels?
Exactly. Bagels or donuts. Or something donuts. Round.
I love it. And that's a Scottish tradition.
I guess. That's what I've been told.
Did you heard of that?
Nope.
The first footing. The first footing right after midnight. So.
Well, so we've heard from the Camellia Inn, and we've heard from the Hayden House. And we must hear from the Kelly and Young folks over there. What's the story of the Kelly Young Inn and Garden and Winery?
So we started a winery in 2005, we never really had a home. And I was looking for a home, and we had a wine club member who was who quit the club. And for us, we're so little. I was like, oh, my God. And I called him up, and I said, what's the deal? And he said, well, we're selling the bed and breakfast.
What was it before?
It was called Vintage Towers.
Oh, yes.
And I decided to change the name because I'd grown up with PBS television and Fawlty Towers. It was just not too much.
Oh.
So anyway, after a couple of nights of thinking about it, we decided to purchase it. And it is a licensed winery. We can make wine there if we choose to. And now we have a tasting room there in town. In Cloverdale. Cloverdale's only tasting room.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it's lovely. Yeah. It's absolutely lovely. You have a patio, and it's really fun to come and taste wine there. And then my daughter, Madeline, who went to culinary school at Johnson & Wales, just coincidentally with her graduating from college. And I phoned her up and I said, what do you think about this? And she said,
you're crazy,
let's do
Mom.
It. Yeah, let's go for it. She says that on a regular basis. But anyway, I'll let her go from there because she's our culinary expert.
And before you say that, I'll mention that I have a special connection with Vintage Towers because Mrs. Garner and I spent our honeymoon evening there back in the early 1980s or so.
That was during the Hayworth time.
Yes,
Tom.
Yeah. So we had a marvelous time, and of course, memories very dear, sweet memories of what a great time we had.
We'd love to host you again.
Well,
for your
40-something.
Yeah,
please.
Yeah, you should do that.
I'm pretty sure we have the same stove that they purchased when they made it into a bed and breakfast in the 80s. I think I still have that same Wolf. It's the most amazing piece of equipment I think
beautiful.
I have.
It's back when Wolf was really great.
When they were making great products. Well, I mean, they still do,
But it's not like that.
The old Wolves.
Yeah.
So the bed and breakfast, it's located right off the main drag, about a block off Cloverdale Boulevard, isn't it?
It's 302 North Main Street, and so it was the main street of Cloverdale before Cloverdale Boulevard was made when the freeway went through.
Yeah. So Cloverdale's gone through a lot of changes, hasn't it?
It's a wonderful.
I mean, for people who don't, it seems like it's so far away, and it's not.
It's 10 minutes from Healdsburg, and it is literally Mayberry RFD. It is the most precious town, and it's not retail oriented. It's quiet, and we have a performing arts center there. We have an art gallery there. We have an antique store.
There's
there.
Live music from Memorial Day to Labor Day every Friday before after a farmer's market too.
We have farmer's market twice a week. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. It's like Healdsburg was before Healdsburg is.
Yeah.
It's such a rare thing to see people so dang proud of their town, and you are. And I love Cloverdale. It's just. Everything you said. We've spent every February since 1996 in Cloverdale, John and I, at the Cloverdale Citrus Fair for 22 years. And we just have a ball there.
It's so charming, you know, with all of those little 4-H, you know, kids and all of that kind of stuff. I mean, it's like a Norman Rockwell painting.
It is. It's family oriented in every way. We have Memorial Day parades. We have the car show. I can't say enough about it. And right now it's decorated for the holidays, and our street lights are
candy canes.
It makes me cry. It's so precious.
And there's always a winter festival at the beginning of December, the first Friday in December usually. And so, you know, there's a North Pole and a South Pole and a tree lighting and the whole thing. So it's really community oriented.
So you were about to tell us your story about how did you get back to
Cloverdale?
My mom was kind enough to let me run away to culinary school in Providence, Rhode Island for 5 years, actually. I took an extra year to do my beverage training and to kind of get my head around the wine world a little bit more.
And I understand they mortgaged the winery to put you through
college. I hope not. But I was away for 5 years, and my mother's from Maine, so she knows how bad the winters can be and how brutal the summers can be. And so I decided after 5 years and the worst winter that they had had, you know, since, you know, the 1800s or the 1900s, you know, early 1900s, I decided to move back. And so I moved back summer of 2015, and the sale finalized 3 weeks exactly to the day afterwards. Mm. And so we moved right in and kind of hit the ground running in the middle of summer. And we've been doing it for almost 3.5 years now. So, I mean, it's a really fun experience. And we learn something new every day. I've worked in front and back of house and restaurants and hotels and that sort of thing, and all sorts of hospitality. And my mother's kind of been in the hospitality and corporate world for a long time. And so, you know, it's always a learning experience.
So what are the top brunch ideas that you come up with?
Oh, for holiday brunches specifically? Well, one of my favorite things to do is actually one I brought today. And I found a vanilla muffin recipe way long ago when we first started, and I adapted it to be an eggnog muffin because I am an addict for eggnog. And so instead of milk, you add eggnog, you do a little bit more spice into it, a little less sugar to kind of bump down the sweetness. And of course, you have to serve it with a little bit of eggnog glaze. So just eggnog and powdered sugar.
Now, what about the alcohol?
You can put alcohol in it if you want to. Which I
you see
never
where he goes to?
Well, that's why we bring wine. But I love this muffin because it's very, you know, holiday-y for me. And of course, as we were talking about earlier with bread puddings, you know, if you let them sit out for a day, you can cut them up and make them into a bread pudding and, you know, do like a really nice brandy sauce on top.
So we have
like
John's
that.
Eggnog recipe up on our KSR website.
Yeah.
Are you an egg separator? Do you beat the whites separately and add them, or do you put them all together?
Can I tell you a secret? I've never made eggnog. Mm. I know. But
Lee.
Well, I use clover actually. So I'm kind of spoiled in Sonoma County because we have clover.
We do.
So we're able to have like the best dairy products possible. So
yeah. But, and I can. Does your recipe have the whites beaten in separately?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's all I do.
But you don't have to. It just makes for a different texture.
It's a little.
Sometimes it gets a little heavy for
so
me.
Do you know? You'd mind if I riff on this? What I've done this year for the first time, I actually made a creme anglaise.
Ooh.
I cooked this separately. Mm-hmm. Never done it before, but did the eggs, the sugar, and the cream separately, and it actually deepened the eggnog before combining it that I've ever done. And after 2 days was even better, and 3 days was even better. Ooh. But cooking it to make actually a creme anglaise was something I never thought to do. But
well, that is also the base for the best ice cream you'll ever have in your life. So can I tell you a Julia Child secret? Yeah. You know what she would do? Especially when she was in a pinch, she would just melt vanilla ice cream or or eggnog ice cream and serve it up.
I love Julia.
So you've brought eggnog muffins today.
I did.
And do we have a recipe for that?
I was going to email it to you so you can put it up on the website.
We'll put it up there.
Oh, yeah.
And I haven't had a chance to taste that, but thank you for your eggnog muffins. And you brought the glaze for
it. I did.
And we'll take a break. We'll come back. We want to continue to nosh and talk. And we should have a little...
And talk about the fantasy of running a bed and breakfast. You know, I think it's one of those things that people say, oh, I'd love to do a bed
every
and breakfast.
Every day, somebody says.
Yeah. Oh.
It must be
when
so
I retire.
Yeah, when I retire. Yeah. When I retire.
So we have the owner chefs from Hayden Street Inn in Healdsburg, the Camellia Inn also in Healdsburg, and from beautiful downtown Cloverdale, Kelly and Young, the Wine Garden, and all these bed and breakfast owners are helping us celebrate the holidays. Chef John Ash and Steve Garner in the KS Ardo Kitchen this morning. Back after this.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO FM 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
The holiday season is here. There is no better place to help you create that special environment than the Gift Horse in Healdsburg. Hi, I'm Carol, owner of the Gift Horse. I invite you to come see all the beautiful, special things we've added this season.
Hi, I'm Carlene. We have some wonderful holiday gift ideas for you. Lodge, a great selection for that special person in your life. Mention this ad and receive 10% off. Le Creuset, which would make a great gift for anyone, has a house special on the Zen Tea Kettles. Regularly $80, now $59.99.
The Gift Horse is the perfect place to find wonderful linens by April Cornell, elegant tableware, Lennox wine glasses, and colonial candles. And with gifts for your loved ones, we are ready for the holidays. Open every day 9 to 6.
From our door to your door.
We're next to Garrity's Hardware in Healdsburg.
Gift Horse Home Store.
The Gift Horse Home Store.
Home decor and more.
Happy holidays.
Although the best time to plant a tree was 10 years ago.
Hey, honey.
What now?
What did that guy from Urban Tree Farm Nursery just say on the radio?
I don't know.
What? Yes, you do. He said that the best time to plant was 10 years ago. And the way I see it, it's been about 12 years since you promised to fix up the yard. I'm really tired of looking in our neighbor's windows and staring at our boring backyard that you keep promising to fix up. Although, the new neighbor is really cute. I think he works out. Maybe you can leave that side of our yard empty.
Cute? I'll go to Urban Tree Farm and get right on it. While I'm at it, I'll pick up some colorful perennials. And maybe I'll check out what fruit trees might work in our yard and start working on the edible landscape you mentioned a few years ago. Cute, huh? I better get the bigger trees and shrubs to hide that side faster.
The best time to plant was 10 years ago. The next best time is now. Urban Tree Farm Nursery. We're not just trees anymore. Like us on Facebook to get the latest deals and photos of new stuff in the nursery.
You know, there's no denying it's unhealthy. It makes you cough and hurt your lungs. Burning wood in your fireplace pollutes the air outside and inside your home. Safeguard your family's health this winter. If your home is smoking, it's time to quit. It's your air. Protect it. To learn more, visit sparetheair.org.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Rain coming just before Christmas. Today, mostly cloudy at 57 inland and on the coast. Few clouds tonight, low 41. Afternoon shower scheduled for Sunday at 60 degrees. Rain expected for Monday, and then Christmas should be sunny at 58. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
In the KSRO kitchen, Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash. If you miss this traffic advisory, please pay attention. Southbound 101 at Lakeville is a mess. There's been a jackknife big rig accident about an hour and a half ago. The right lane completely blocked. Multiple CHP signal alert right there. Rerouting traffic off of 101. Expect a minimum of a 1 hour delay southbound. There was also a secondary accident southbound 101 at Highway 116. It's cleared, but that's still slowing down traffic. And there's a lot of rubberneckers, as you would imagine, going northbound 101. So traffic is crawling northbound. But if you can avoid that area of southbound 101, please do so. And we'll tell you advisories as they become available as far as how quickly they're going to have that jackknifed rig up and off 101. Bed and breakfast today.
Okay, so,
how about that?
So I want to follow up on this. The fantasy, the desire that people have to, they think you just lead them, all of you, lead the most charmed lives because you get to cook and you get to entertain people. And
all day long.
Of course, you all love doing that. And
oh, yeah.
It's a hard road, isn't it?
Well, I have to say, for me, it's a job of a lifetime, mm-hmm. but it is not a cakewalk. Mm. it's 7-8 days a week.
Do you all close for a certain period of time during the year?
We don't.
Take time? No, you're there all the time.
I have housekeepers that need their jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they clean my room in the winter.
So it's a labor of love.
Yeah, absolutely.
It truly is. How many bed and breakfasts are there? I know that you're part of a consortium of 16 in Sonoma mm-hmm. County. Is that about how many we have now, approximately?
I would say that, maybe. Yeah. There's a few more. But
yeah, there's quite a few more.
Yeah.
You know, one of the coolest things I saw from your association is that you can buy gift certificates, right?
Mm-hmm.
And go to any of, I mean, use them at any of.
Yeah, and there's 16 inns.
So
people
can.
Flexible gift.
So what a fantastic Christmas gift.
It really is.
And can people get them now still? I mean, I know
yes,
we're close
yes.
to Christmas. And,
absolutely.
And how would someone go about getting?
They can go onto the website of go-sonoma.
Uh-huh.
And order it right
and
there.
And just order it right there.
Mm-hmm. And it'll be emailed to them right away.
Easy. So let's take a little sip of something here. What do we have?
Well, no brunch would be complete without a little bit of light wine. And we don't make a sparkling, but we do make three lovely light wines that I would suggest serving at a brunch. The first one we're looking at and tasting this morning is our Sauvignon Blanc. We do this in a more French style, a Loire style. It's very flinty and minerally. It is not a grapefruit in your face. It's very, very delicate.
You're throwing a stone there, I think, at the
Sorry
New
about
Zealanders.
Well, you know,
I really like a delicate Sauvignon Blanc, and I think it goes better with food and everything. If you read our back label, everything I do in life is about food in one way or another. And so when we decided to start a winery, it had to be food-friendly. And this is a very food-friendly wine, as are the other two.
So is this 100% Sauvignon Blanc?
100% Sauvignon Blanc. Yeah. It is barrel-aged. This year, in 2017, rather, the vintage, we did a little by diversion. We actually are now doing a barrel fermentation on a Sauvignon Blanc, and so we're coming out with our first 37 cases of that. And this is just resting in barrels and mostly neutral barrels, so we're not getting a big hit of oak. But it's interesting to see what the barrel aged, the reserve.
Well, it makes it a little more complex.
Very complex, but not Chardonnay-like at all.
Yeah.
Sauvignon Blanc is such a lovely varietal, and it's sort of maligned in a lot of ways because of the New Zealand. I beg your pardon for all the
It's just a different style.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
And that's Kathleen Kelly Young, the partner in Kelly and Young, the wine garden in Healdsburg. And Madeline Kelly Stewart is also with us, and she's the chef at the inn. We're also joined by Lucy Lewand from the Camellia Inn in Healdsburg, and also Karen Colston from the Hayden Street Inn in Healdsburg. What about these walnuts over here? Did we gloss over those?
I think we did.
They're from Karen.
Karen, you made these walnuts?
Yes, we have a huge walnut tree in our yard.
Oh.
It's gigantic, and we think it was planted when the house was built in 1912. It's very, very large. Oh, yes. We got about 23 gallons of walnuts last year. We gather them and then shell them and freeze them, and then we'll candy them and leave them for our guests, and they are fantastic.
We love them. These are really delicious. And so,
thank you.
Can you give us a quick rundown of the recipe?
You boil them in simple syrup with some cayenne and cinnamon, and then you put them in the oven and you slow cook them until they're crispy. Stir them a couple times and sprinkle them with the big sugar, I forget what you call it.
Turbinado
sugar, yeah. And
I
that's
like
pretty
big
much
sugar.
It.
That's cute.
Anyway.
These are about as good as your walnuts, John.
Yeah.
These are really very quite good.
And you can use any nut with our recipe for candied nuts. At Christmas time, sometimes we like to do cashews and pecans. Mm-hmm. And they're great to just leave out.
Do you sell packages of these at the end?
We give them to our guests.
So. Give them.
No, we don't sell them.
I was going to say, that's one difference between hotels and bed and breakfast. We give things that's to true. People. We don't you charge do. You for everything. Mm-hmm. It's all part of the deal. Mm-hmm.
And why don't we try another wine after this break? And there's a beautiful lemon bar here that I don't think that we've touched on yet, have we? So we'll mention that when we come back with our special get-together with some of the premier bed and breakfasts of Sonoma County, Chef John Ash and Steve Garner in the KSRO kitchen this morning.
Petaluma hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market invites you to shop the market for your holiday feast. Enjoy selections of fresh and organic greens, mushrooms, carrots, potatoes, turnips, Brussels sprouts, and winter squash, along with seasonal pomegranates, persimmons, apples, and walnuts. Meet the local ranchers who offer a variety of quality meats from beef, chicken, and pork. Choose a wide variety of seafood from Anna's Seafood. Fresh fish, crabs, clams, oysters, and mussels. Sample and bring home local dairy products like Joe Mattis's delicious St. George cow cheese. Everything you need to create the freshest holiday dinners is at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Remember to check out the creations of the many talented artisans for holiday gift giving. Open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1 at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
54 years ago, John Pranzini was farming hay in Marin and Sonoma counties. And like every ambitious young man, started looking for a winter project. He was up in the mountains on a fishing trip with his folks, and he was inspired by the beautiful fir trees surrounding them. And so began the Pranzini Christmas Tree Farm. They also have available for sale the most innovative and beautiful accessories like decorated wreaths,
centerpieces, garlands, and ornaments. Make it a special family outing and choose from 6 varieties of the best quality fir trees available at any of their locations. Many things have changed since 1963, from axes to power saws. One thing that never has and never will change at Pranzini's is their commitment to the quality of their trees and the service to their customers. Ask your cell phone to call Pranzini Christmas Tree Farms and make this holiday special for you and your family. Or go to PranziniTrees.com, P-R-O-N-Z-I-N-I, trees.com.
This holiday season, give yourself the gift of money saved. Your Santa Rosa Grocery Outlet on 4th Street has all your holiday fixins at 40 to 60% less than other supermarkets. Stop in today for your holiday ham, only $1.49 a pound. Fresh produce, gourmet cheeses, and don't forget the wine. Your Santa Rosa Grocery Outlet on 4th Street is your money-saving, happy holidays headquarters.
Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market.
You can find the best deals in Sonoma County only on MySonomaDeals.com. Enjoy dining, family fun, health, and beauty, and more for just half the price. The deals are always changing in a limited quantity, so make sure to check often so you don't miss out on these amazing deals. Savings and fun, all wrapped into one, only at MySonomaDeals.com. That's MySonomaDeals.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the KSRO kitchen, Chef John Ash and me, Steve Garner, along with the Kelly Young gals, Kathleen Kelly Young and Maddie Kelly Stewart, the Camellia Inn from Healdsburg, Lucy Lewand, owner, and from the Hayden Street Inn in Healdsburg is Karen Colston. They've brought in wonderful brunch and breakfast items for us to not only taste, but also give you some ideas about possible brunch ideas for Christmas morning and New Year's.
So before we go away, we're going to post some of these recipes. Yes. Which ones are we going to post?
Well, we'll post some bread pudding, won't we?
Cranberry pumpkin bread pudding. Bread
pudding.
And your frittata?
Frittatas, you've got okay. that too.
And your nuts?
The candied nuts.
Yeah.
I sent you the recipe, yeah, as well as the scone recipe.
And the scone recipe. And what would you gals like to post?
We're going
to
post the eggnog muffin recipe and then the puff pastry tartlet that I made. But I mean, there's not really a big recipe for that, but I'll give them the recipe for...
I think it's one of those things. People are so intimidated by puff pastry that.
That's why I love it. it's so versatile. You can do anything you want with it.
And you use a particular brand.
Dufour. Dufour, yeah. So it's I buy it in 5x5 squares. You can buy it in half sheet pan sized. So you can really use it for just about anything. I've used it for sweet and savory pastries. I've used it for mini quiches. I've used it for tartlets, as you see here. You can do turnovers. You can do
empanadas.
Yeah,
empanadas. And it's a great cheat for tartatin. That's what I use for my tartatin.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Not cheat. I shouldn't say cheat. It's a great ingredient.
How about shortcut?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
No, actually, people are not going to make it at home. I mean, it's worthwhile knowing how it's made, but it's a big job.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Talk about the rosé we're sipping.
Oh, thank you. This is the Kathleen Rose. We started making rosé in 2007, believe it or not, when people didn't even know what a rosé was. Mm-hmm. When I would schlep this around to restaurants, I couldn't even get people. They'd say, just leave it in your bag. We don't drink rosé. And finally, we sort of educated the restaurants around. And I'm happy to say we were one of the very first rosés in Sonoma County to receive a gold medal at the Harvest Fair in 2010. So it took us 2 years in order to get a gold medal, us and Pedroncelli's actually, for their rosé of Zin in 2010. This is all direct to press. It is a Bordeaux blend, mostly Merlot and Malbec, but a smattering 2% or 3% of Cabernet Sauvignon, Cabernet Franc, and Petit Verdot. It is light and wonderful, sort of wild strawberry, and it is a dry wine. People sometimes get confused between what is a dry wine and what is a fruit-forward wine. This is very fruit-forward, but it is dry, and it is absolutely perfect for brunch. Or anytime.
It especially goes really well with the cherry tomatoes that are in this frittata. That's what I love it with cherry tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yummy.
Anything else to say about the rosé? Except it's delicious.
Yeah. No, it is interesting thinking about how rosé has just come on. You know, it used to be you'd go to wine shops and things like that, and they'd have a little stack of rosé over in the corner or something, and come September 1, it'd be gone.
And everybody has one, and we drink it all year. As a matter of fact, maybe we'll have an opportunity, if we have time, to talk about our dark rosé that we also brought. But the reason that we make rosé is because I had gone to France with Maddie's dad back in the 80s, and rosé was everywhere in Provence, and I absolutely fell in love with the idea of sitting and having a tomato salad and having a crusty bread and cheese and rosé. It's just so perfect. And why didn't they have this in the U.S.? And so when we made wine, we decided to do this.
Who made the lemon tart?
I did.
Let's talk about that.
Well, lemons from my dad's garden, and it's just almost like a shortbread on the bottom.
Is it Meyer lemons or Eureka?
Meyer. I think it's a combo. Uh-huh. My dad has so many lemons. So
wonderful.
And we added a lot of extra lemon to make these really tart and lemony.
That's what I like. And a shortbread crust?
Yeah.
And do you have a recipe for that?
I can send it to you.
Okay. Sounds good. Why don't we take a final break?
So I'm hearing the creation of a book here, huh? With all of these recipes that are serious.
That's a good idea.
In our spare time.
Yeah.
So why don't we take just a quick minute and a half break, and maybe we'll do a little taste of that dark rosé when we come back.
Sounds
right
good.
After this.
Traffic on the fives. Weather six times an hour. Sonoma County's morning news with Pat Kerrigan on FM News Talk, KSRO.
'Tis the season for fun at Graton Resort and Casino, with so many ways to win. Multiplier Wednesdays, get up to 7 times the points. On Thursdays, turn points into slot play and win up to $10,000 in cash in the Hooray for the Holiday slot tournaments. Best of all, sign up for Graton Rewards and get up to $500 in free play. Learn more at GratonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Rewards Center.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services.
800-316-4761. That's 800-316-4761. 800-316-4761.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Oh, just a couple minutes remaining for today's show. And Lucy, you were telling me about the derivation of the lemon bar recipe.
Well, it came from a church cookbook that I grew up with, and all my recipes pretty much are from my mom, who was really the chef at Camellia Inn. I'm just a cook.
But this was part of a church your mom was in Southern California.
In Southern
this
California
was from,
before we
like
moved
a church
here.
Cookbook or
exactly,
something like that.
Exactly, like the, you know, typewritten, mimeographed.
Mm-hmm. Mimeographed
so
recipes.
Sold as a fundraiser, so anyway.
Well, a great lemon bar.
You know, those don't exist anymore. Because churches, because everything's online or something, which is really too bad.
It is.
Our final taste, describe what we're going to taste.
So in our glass now, we have the Nuit de Young. It is our dark rosé. Mm. What separates the two rosés is that with the Nuit, 20% of the juice is left on the skins to ferment, as you do a red wine. And so we're essentially making two wines. And then we blend back after barrel aging on the dark part of the rosé. And, you know, it's funny, people say, can you get a rosé out of adding a white and a red together? And this is sort of like that. Not exactly, but it really brings out all of the tannins that you get from the barrel and the aging on the skins, as well as the phenols and the flavors and the color, and it's just a much different wine, richer, darker.
Of course, people can't see it, but having these two bottles in front of us here, there's quite a difference in the color and the intensity of that.
Yeah, and much deeper and richer in flavor.
People can go to your websites. Actually, the easy way to do it is just go Sonoma. Just
exactly.
Type in, that'll bring you to the website, and you can bring up all the best B&Bs, there's some 16 of them in Sonoma County, and find out more information about all of the folks that joined us today. So thank you all. Kelly
thank you.
Young.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. It was very fun.
Camille Ann, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Yes. Hayden Street Inn.
Thank you.
And we'll get these recipes up this afternoon so folks can also taste what we experienced in the kitchen today. So thanks again.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Delicious.
Next week, Tom Simoneau.
Yeah.
Coming in with his best wines of the year tradition for 22 years.
I always look forward to it.
I always look forward to seeing what Tom's tasted and really liked this year. Join us for Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour next week. And stick around following the news. It's At the Table with Clark Wolf. This is KSRO Santa Rosa.